This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And it was Battle of the Fans, not Battle of the Bands, at the Brooklyn Navy Yard last night. Can you pick a winner in the Bernie versus Hillary supporters shout out from that debate? If all you used was an applause meter to measure the enthusiasm of each of these candidates' supporters, you could tell this was a pretty crucial moment for both campaigns, but you would not be able to necessarily call it based on audience response. It was a room full of New York big shots and celebrities, and not necessarily a cross-section of the people who will be voting in Tuesday's all-important primary. Millennials are an earth-shaking demographic in marketing, media, fashion, and technology, but young people coming of age on the other side of Bill Clinton's bridge to the 21st century may not be so important as voters. Does the youthful message of Bernie Sanders bring millennials to the 2016 contest as a crucial constituency? Does being a woman help Hillary Clinton excite younger women voters? In all elections, young people vote at lower rates of participation than older voters, and a new poll released this week from ABC News and Refinery29, it found that of women between the ages of 18 and 35, only 58% were certain they would vote in this presidential election. Neha Gandhi is Senior Vice President of Content Strategy and Innovation for Refinery29, and Cleo Chang is a writer who appears in The New Republic and the Century Foundation, a progressive policy think tank. Neither of them found last night's debate particularly inspiring.
It started to feel so snippy. We're hearing the same things from the candidates in a lot of ways, and that conversation wasn't changing, but the tone had changed so much.
Weariness. Cleo, how about you?
Yeah, I would agree. I feel like I heard some of the same issues brought up again and again, and nothing was really changing, and they were getting much more adversarial.
And, you know, a cynicism and a skepticism of the political system in general is a feature of millennial voters of all kinds. But let's take a look at this ABC News and Refinery29 poll on women between the ages of 18 and 35. But Neha, what does that tell you about the way it's breaking down for this group, critical group of voters?
I mean, there are some really interesting things we saw specifically in terms of how this group is going to vote. They're largely Bernie Sanders supporters. 35% of the women we spoke to are in favor of a Bernie Sanders presidency. But the part that's probably the most interesting is when you look at feminist voters. They are largely in favor of Sanders, and much more so than Clinton. The only place where you see them sort of even is actually when you look at women who don't identify as feminist, 24% Sanders, 24% Clinton, and then 27% GOP.
Why doesn't Hillary seem to get, Cleo, a credential as a feminist pioneer in any way? Because she's certainly fought some battles.
Right, definitely. I think that young women can see that, but they may not relate to Hillary in the same way that older generations might. Hillary's of a different generation, and she's, you know, while she's running on a more progressive policy than her husband did in the past, I think they're, you know, more attracted to the policies that Bernie is bringing to the table.
What is it about, I mean, because Bernie's not anywhere close to the millennial generation, is it Bernie makes the traditional workplace boss nervous with his economic policies, so that sort of shaking everything up idea makes these women more comfortable? Because, you know, you don't get the sense that Bernie has a natural voice to young women per se. Neha?
I think it's two things. There's one, there's this idea of big ideas. The people that are most interesting to me are the ones who are like, well, I'm going to either vote for Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump because they have big ideas. And there's this feeling that it doesn't matter what the big idea is. But the other part is that I think Bernie Sanders from the beginning has been talking about the issue that is most important to millennials in general, whether they're men or women, and that is income inequality. That's been his platform. And he has real authority and credibility there with them, especially when they're younger and they're paying less in taxes.
Cleo, even though Hillary has, you know, campaigned on income equality between women and men for decades?
I mean, I think that if young women are looking at the policies that they're putting out now, you know, Bernie is certainly more progressive. And he is fighting the income inequality battle in ways that Hillary is not. So I think for young women who are poorer in more fragile economic situations, it definitely makes sense.
Why would young women be more interested in the kind of class struggle framing of the income inequality argument, as Bernie Sanders does, than as a feminist question, as Hillary Clinton does?
I actually look at those as two different things. When we polled this audience, we saw 21% of them said income inequality is the issue for me, and then another 11% said equal pay for women. And I think that that comes from sort of their economic status. Millennials in general are, you know, 25% of them are living paycheck to paycheck. Or actually, I think the number's actually bigger than that. I think 25% of them are living below the poverty line. So this idea of the 1% is really sort of appealing to them. They can feel like a common enemy, I think, to a lot of younger voters in a way where you bifurcate the vote when you're looking at equal pay for men versus women.
Do you think millennials have this idea that they want their vote to upset the system, and that's an attraction to Bernie's candidacy and the Trump candidacy, Cleo?
I think definitely. We've been just seeing a lot of political gridlock over the past couple of years, and I think a lot of millennials, this is the time that they're most politically, you know, growing into their political awareness. And that's definitely a huge issue that disillusions them with the idea of the same old, same old.
It's also the case that the young people typically vote at lower participation rates than other demographics. So there is a built-in cynicism about voting. And I think a built-in sense that I've got other things to think about than voting. Among young people, what in this campaign might cause that to change, Cleo?
I think the big ideas sort of thing, I think that might change things. The idea that big policies are being put forth that could actually interest young women, I think that could help bring more voters out.
Do you think big ideas is the way this campaign is going to go? I mean, we heard both of you saying that it sounded like they were just sniping at each other in the debate. Where do you see the big ideas maybe coming back to the center stage in this campaign?
I mean, this may sound a little cynical, but I actually don't know if big ideas is going to be the story of the general. I think likely it will be Clinton versus Trump, Cruz, let's see. But I think that what's really going to get a lot of people out to vote is a little bit of fear. I mean, when we talk to these women, there is this feeling that they're not inspired by the candidates. I think that there's some inspiration around big ideas, but when you look at the numbers, 47% of women told us that they don't find any of the candidates inspiring. There's an even larger number that says, no thanks, I wouldn't want to have dinner with any of them given the opportunity. I think that there is this disillusionment there, and if they turn out, it's likely going to be out of fear of something like a Donald Trump presidency.
You know, the irony here is that unlike a lot of incumbents in the past, President Obama has a strong identification with millennials, and that the status quo, if you look at Obama as the status quo, is very comforting to millennials. What's going on there, Neha?
I mean, I think that President Obama in 2008 was a message of hope, was a beacon of hope, of change. I think that, you know, 8 years of being president sort of does diminish some of that. No matter what you think about what he's accomplished and what he's done, he doesn't have that same glean of hope in new and different. He has a little bit of the fight he's been having. Yeah, he's establishment. He's a fight with Congress now. He's someone who can't get along.
Do you think, Cleo, that Obama has seeded his message of hope in his 8 years of being at the center of the establishment, or is there some nostalgia for the Obama years as millennials look at these sniping candidates barking at each other?
Yeah, I would say yes to both. I think that it's hard to not see the gridlock battles that Obama has been fighting over the past couple of years. But you know, when you look at a Ted Cruz or a Donald Trump, you know, Obama looks really great.
Neha Gandhi is Senior Vice President of Content Strategy and Innovation for Refinery29, an independent lifestyle website. And Cleo Chang is a writer whose work has been featured in The New Republic and the Century Foundation, a progressive policy think tank.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.